Welcome to the Neoborn and Andy a Human Show!
Hello everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Neoborn Caveman from the changing name Neoborn and a Human Show. Still it is that, but we are still looking forward to hear and see and read or whatsoever experience your ideas with a new show names. Why? Because, well, life happens. You know, you have somebody and the somebody goes away. This is it. Stay true to your core. That's the whole point. Speaking of staying true to your core and trying to find who you are, music, art is a great thing to do that. And we have a new guest, new musical guest, whose name is Zombie. Yeah, well, it's Z-O-M-B, Zombie. Alright, and we are introducing two new songs by him from his album The Outside. Okay, so he's more poetic. Let's go with Home first, alright? So we usually start with news, but now this time let's start with this song. I think it will set the tone just right. Okay, so this is not just any track. You know, when I heard it, you just got this chill, a tense vibe that really gets under your skin. And actually it has a very fantastic hook by Olis. And you know, it is not just the sound, it's the story it tells. So this song Home hits you right in the feels. It's about being in a place so dark and so deep, it paradoxically feels like home. It's about being buried in problems with seemingly no escape. And yet, there is this underlying beat, part of dark hip-hop, that keeps you nodding along. It's like zombies taking us through a redemption story, but not the kind you would expect. It's about being stuck, feeling pain so familiar it becomes comforting. So, this is something not everyone gets. The notion of being tethered to a place of suffering, unable to move on. And, well, Zombie's delivery? Absolutely on point. The drive in his voice matches the beat for the beat. It's beat for the beat. It channels vulnerability and hardships into raw creative energy. It's this blend of chill beats and intense lyrics that makes Home more than just song. Well, it's a good experience. I mean, it's coming now. Experience it, and then we are coming back with the news, all right?
So this is rock bottom, the lows of the lows, where you're buried in problems with nowhere to go. They say it gets better, but how should I know? They call this rock bottom, but I call it home. I call it home.
Home is a place that you build inside your mind. You won't find it on the map, you can't leave it all behind. Where the sky's black, window smashed, focused on your grind. Hour after hour just to never see it shine. Hopeless that you broke to quit, you've gotta make it work. Always thinking, is it more worthless than the dirt that you walk on when you've fallen and you don't know where to go? No matter how much you wish you weren't, you're stuck on the ropes. Home is where the hate is, home is where the faded. Go to feel evasive, my home has been invaded. I'm broken, feel it jaded. More projects that I've hated, these are places I've invaded. The lowest on the totem pole, I dig myself a deeper hole. I thought it could get worse, but then I wrote this verse. Screw it, I'ma put it out, I've already hit rock bottom. Yo, there's nowhere else that I could go.
So this is rock bottom, the lows of the lows, where you're buried in problems with nowhere to go. They say it gets better, but how should I know? They call this rock bottom, but I call it home. I call it home.
Hit the one, lost the goal, I missed the ball, I ran the bases, lost it all, was forced to fall, I missed this call, forgot the basics. You can call it rock bottom, I'll call it home. Keep calling my number, I will pick up the phone. These to my problems, I deal with them alone. Don't need your opinions, clouding up my dome. I've got enough issues, I see stirring up the pot. These shoes, they won't fit you, but you wanna put them on. I'm gifted with a tissue that is harder than the rocks you're throwing at my home. Open the glass, so crack, these are the facts. Step it back, open the blinds, take a peek and look inside. The devil see what's left behind, don't know what you hope to find. Tugging on the rope, I climb, I fall to a place I recognize. Self-taught and self-sustained, soul is cold and heart is stained. A smorgasbord scars our veins, nothing but shame. Always a vain way to say my name.
So this is rock bottom, the lows of the lows, where you're buried in problems with nowhere to go. They say it gets better, but how should I know? They call this rock bottom, but I call it home. I call it home.
After everything I've done and everywhere I've been, I would not change it once if it's meant to make amends. Just look who I become, tell these stories to my kids. I'll give it to the one who's given me this gift. There are so many like me who don't know where to go, don't know who to be, don't wanna be at home. They don't feel the love because the one before them didn't feel it either. So they throw it into either and continue the cycle that's never broken. No matter how much that it cracks, it's weighing on our backs. We don't know how to fix it, so we learn to just attack. We can never fathom the impact that it has on the ones we love, the one above, the only judge that would love to death but take the shots. Collateral battle to better us has led us to a place of no return. So we lay the feeling burned, so absurd.
So this is rock bottom, the lows of the lows, where you're buried in problems with nowhere to go. They say it gets better, but how should I know? They call this rock bottom, but I call it home. I call it home.
So welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we are back with so fresh things. Well, I'm gonna help you today, even if you don't want me to help you. You know what you should not do, I will tell you, because why wouldn't I tell you? I mean, the government tells you everything what you should not do. So, for example, you should not have good heating for your home because, well, lack of insulation. Yeah, you know what? Just give your carbon tax quickly, so die out quickly, because we are Malthusians, we are the prime ministers, nobody elected us. So we are the presidents, nobody re-elected us. I mean, you know, no paper ballots, whatever. Anyway, you don't know what I'm talking about? Well, there's two of us, I don't know what I'm talking about. How would I know? If I told you I knew what I was talking about, I would be taken away. So hey there, Pepper Rabbit, get ready for an adventure with me, the Bunky Man. From the changing name, Nearborn and the Human Show, still I haven't got enough recommendations for the new title. Today, we are staring through the eclectic mix of today's landscapes, charged with challenges and triumphs. Okay, so what I'm talking about? From satellites, potentially tinkering with Earth's defenses. Elon Musk, you are not a good guy now. To the classic showdowns between small towns and technological giants. Well, let's unearth stories of defiance in the face of power. Find the power! Debate over cultural expressions through hairstyles. Let the sun shine in, or whatever it is. Do you remember the movie Hair? Oh, I can't say the theater because you don't even know what a theater is anymore, okay? So, or maybe you, dear listener, know, but all the zombie norbies outside there, they don't even know what a good theater is anymore. What? Well, they are just doing their own festival on the TikTok or shit talk, yeah, right? So the we have battles over hot dog representations in England. You don't know what I'm talking about? Well, this time I know, so I will tell you later on. Moreover, we go into the crucial and critical dialogue surrounding healthcare. That part won't be that really funny. Navigating through the complexities. Oh, sound like a ChatGPT, okay? Privatization against public welfare, spotlighting those caught in the crossfire of systemic neglect. Oh, we have a systemic neglect. The system neglects all the commons and the plebs. Let's do some other things. Let's make an expedition, okay? We will just go and discover new tunes, all right? I can promise you, great melodies are going to come today, all right? A great artist, very good, really, really, Bonnie and the Jets, for example, it's great. P-Mad is great. You know P-Mad is great. P-Mad is great. We have some other artists, different genres. I think you will love that part, okay? Okay, so... Okay, what else can I say? Yeah, number one. Okay, I've been singing a lot. What I can tell you about, you know, remember a few weeks ago, I really was bashing the new. What is the name of that? Yeah, I know, Roadhouse. The new Roadhouse movie. And yeah, I watched it for you, so you don't have to. Don't. That's not good. You know what is good in Roadhouse? Jake Gyllenhaal. He is awesome in that. And to my greatest surprise, and I was wrong in that, our Irish lad, Conor McGregor, got more than 2 minutes in that one, all right? So he appears after an hour in the movie, so you have 40 minutes with him, time to time. And he is really fun. I didn't know he is that funny. So these two are the good ones, and there's one great fight at the end, and that's it. But to be fair, it is a crappy movie. It's really a bad movie. The script is bad. The story is not good. The direction is really lazy. Every character outside of the Conor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal duo is uninteresting. The music is just shite. And, there's no point to watch it. I mean, it's like Disney Channel. Speaking of Disney Channel, or we like calling it Shitney Channel these days, there is this other thing, the new Ghostbuster movie. I watched it for you, all right? You should on the. I mean, this is even worse. I didn't want to believe it, okay? I mean, you have... What is good in the movie? You have two scenes with Bill Murray, and he steals the whole movie in that two scenes. Yes, of course, it's the last 30 minutes in the show. And what, Dan Aykroyd? I mean, come on, you are not funny anymore. I mean, just do you have Botox with those wrinkles? I don't know. It's just terrible. Okay, and nothing is funny in that movie. Nothing is good. Paul Rudd. I think one of the worst movie by Paul Rudd ever. And it is just not good. I mean, this looks like a Disney Junior middle budget, I don't know, TV soap opera. This is how it looks like, how it feels like. And I know everything should be bigger, greater, whatever. But it is just not. It is just not good. And come on! I mean, even the big bad evil in the movie is a bad CGI. Even the look is stolen from other movie. It's just not good, not funny. And yeah, it's good because it's back in New York City where it belongs to. Well, it's not. I mean, it is just not funny. It's very badly written, very poorly written, very incredibly unrelatable characters. And as I told you, Bill Murray steals the show. And I'm not a Bill Murray fan, to be fair. You know, and just that's it. And there's no point. I mean, it's like Shazam 2, just with verse, budget. I don't know. So you shouldn't watch these things at all. You know what? If you want to watch a good movie, watch again The Moonacre. You know, the Princess of Moonacre from 15 years ago. That was a TV-ish movie. It was still better than any of these. Okay, so we need to fight back, all right? Shall we go and fight back? Okay, let's go fight back. Fight back the system! Well, now we have a problem. The system does have robots, Robocops. So, when bots nearly bite back, I can't speak. So, I haven't even drank any green tea. So, this is my trademark. I'm drinking green tea on radio. Yeah, that was good. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, and anybody beyond. So, let's say, esteemed Purple Rabbit. Is it okay for you? Purple Rabbit is good. So, today, we go into the world where our metallic counterparts are learning to fend for themselves. Quite literally. Okay, picture this. A robot a P1, okay? This is the name, P1, all right? So P1 in the loop, but, well, Americans don't get this. Trudging through mountainous terrain, not just a test of endurance, but as a showcase of rebellion. You see, when nudged by its human overseers, this beep doesn't just take it lying down. It steadies itself, perhaps contemplating if its next step should be towards completing the track towards an uprising. So, was it too much, Gen Z? So, in this digital domain, we've crossed the paths with narrative that sounds straight out of Isaac Asimov's garage, all right? I guess he had a garage. A machine designed by the folks at LimX Dynamics. Yes, the stupid Chinese. Using something called reinforcement learning. Think of it as a carrot and stick method, but for the silicon brain. Oh, not silicon chested, that's a different thing, or silicon buttocks. Why do males have silicon buttocks and silicon calves and whatever? This is ridiculous. Turning back to this point, this method doesn't just teach this P1 to navigate natural obstacles, but also to react to unexpected, let's call them motivations. So when you say no to your government, P1 is getting out from that loop. So it doesn't like being poked and prodded by a stick. So this tale isn't solely about a robot getting its metaphorical feathers ruffled. It's a reflection, a mirror held up to the society marching headlong into the embrace of AI and robotics. I am not marching, you are not marching, but the others, the vast majority of the normie zombies, they do that. So, it raises the curtain on the crucial question as we teach our creations to learn from the environment, to adapt and to react. Are we inching closer to granting them a sliver of autonomy? I love teaching my cat, and that's it. And even my cat can put me in the hospital. It did happen. So, through the lens of history, we see that humanity's dance with tools and technology has always been a tango of marvel and caution. Okay, from the steam engine propelling us into the industrial age, to the internet binding the global in the web of information, each step forward has been accompanied by whispers of wonder and roars of debate. And if it doesn't recall anything for you, I can tell you two words, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, all right? Now, let's go back to robotics, okay? Where these machines, our latest partners in a tango, we will dance today, are learning not just to follow steps, but to respond to the rhythm. This P1, okay, it adventures through the Tanglang Mountain, okay? It's a Chinese thing. More than a test, it's a testament that where we stand today. It's on the cusp of a new era where our creations might just start to question the hand that guides them. Okay, so this is the whole point. You can't put to eternal sleep a robot. There's a problem, it's stronger than you. Have you ever tried to reason with a hungry white shark? Most people didn't come out on the right way end of it. So, let's have some libertarian thought, okay? The notion of autonomy, the sacred right of self-determination, sits at the heart of this philosophy. Yeah, freedom. Freedom! Yeah, we don't have George Michael anymore, right? He got the eternal freedom, hopefully. So, but we try to integrate this into AI and the AI into our lives, okay? So the conversation basically is about autonomy, okay? Not just ours, but the entities we create or we maintain. What boundaries do we set? Where does guidance end and self-determination begin? Because believe me, when they are getting self-determined, the humanity is over in that very moment. Maybe it will take longer, but it will be over. They don't even need to attack us. It's enough that they are polluting the crops. Oh no, that's what Bill Gates is doing. Okay, so in this digital age, the lines between creator and creation blur, leaving us to ponder. Okay, as our robots climb mountains better than us, as they learn to react and perhaps one day to think, what does it mean for our understanding of control, of freedom, and the future we are stepping into? I don't want to step in that future, but so many other people don't let me living free in my island, and it is not the Epstein Island. I want to send a lot of people to Epstein Island. Yes, the overlords. Go there, fork yourself and each other, and never come back. So, I don't know. So, there is this saying that progress, okay? And it always dumbfounds me, because why do we want to grow always? Why do we want to consume more always? Why can't we just sit on our arses and say, all right, life is good, life is peace, and let's figure out the emotional freedom as well, and not to be trapped in a narcissistic neighborhood in our relationship. Well, that was just a picture I described for you, yeah? So, I don't know what is the solution here, but I believe that first and foremost, we all should just step back and say, all right then, maybe we need to grow emotionally first before we are ready to push down all the emotions and just, I don't know, put one more stone to the top of the tomb of humanity. I know. What do you think of, dear listeners? I mean, is it okay to have autonomous robots all around? Is it okay to have a new kind of slave system? Or are you in a party of the robots? I don't know, because we are like biological robots now in a big machine called humanity, owned by the Industrial Revolution winner overlords. Hey, and now we have some music.
What's good in Norway?
It's Bonnie and the Jets.
The bands.
The one and only Bonnie and the Jets.
We've had them in the show a few times.
And now this is their brand new song, Illusion.
Nicely sung.
And well written and played.
Bonnie and the Jets.
And their brand new song, Illusion.
Easily match up with yours. The evergreen fields of tomorrow's dream could never be anything more. It's all an illusion. That's all it could ever be. A shift in the sun's reflection could serve.
now we are back. Well, me, myself, and I. Where is Andy? Well, who knows? Well, she is, I don't know, she's still looking for freedom. No, she's looking for herself. I mean, I don't know whenever she will find herself. We are changing the name of the show, so give me good tips. Well, give me good tips and donations on our Patreon, of course. But the thing is that if you have a better idea how to call this now, we can. Let's call it a shutdown. Well, here's a new shutdown for you, all right? So it's a very classic David versus Goliath matchup, okay? So imagine there is a small Michigan town. It's not too hard to imagine, right? Called Green Charter Township. It's a real thing, okay? And they found themselves in a legal crosshair of Goshen Inc., which is, guess what, a subsidiary of the billion-dollar Chinese energy giant Goshen Hightech. Nothing wrong with the Chinese. No, never. Yeah, but this isn't just any courtroom drama. It's a tale of electric vehicle battery projects. Yeah, we love them, don't we? Internationally interesting and local community resilience. All right, shall we? All right. Imagine this tiny town, okay, a kind where everyone knows your name, suddenly becoming the focal point of a massive EV battery project proposed by Goshen Inc. But this isn't just about building a factory, okay, it's about planting a technological titan in the heart of Americana, backed by a company with ties that lead all the way back to the, yes, you guessed it right, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Look, communists are not your friends, never. Goshen's vision for the Green Charter Township includes a $2.4 billion investment to these growing production plants. And this governor, called Gretchen Whitmer, cheers envisioning Michigan as the electrification mecca. Yet, here's a problem, okay? Beneath the surface, local residents are less than thrilled, citing concerns over Goshen's connections to China and the CCP's influence. See, Americans and communists are not friends. And they are right. Nobody should be a friend of a communist. Fast forward a bit, the town leaders, okay, riding a wave of public discontent, put the brakes on Goshen's grand plan. I mean, this is it. So if you have a representative and the representative votes to the wrong thing and the electors say, hey, and the voters say, and the people say, hey, we disagree with you, so don't do that, then, you know, the representative should just change his or its vote. This is what will never happen in England. We know it, yeah? Right. So, well, based on the historical facts and what is happening today, it is not something what Rishi Sunak and the rest of the gang would do. Okay, so contracts are rescinded, and the new town board, fresh from a recall victory, stands firm against the corporate colossus, okay, the communists. Ah, welcome the new lawsuit. Goshen sues for breach of contract, and the battle lies are drawn. This is what I don't understand. This is the abuse of democracy, I guess, and freedom. That I'm a communist, I'm coming here, and I will misuse and abuse your legal system to do what I want. Who cares the people? And that's shitty. It's not right. This is not right. Well, Brits, you know it's right, yeah? What does it mean when somebody's overstepping your threshold, saying that, hey, I'm in your doorstep. No, I'm in your kitchen. Nah, you are out of my house. So here's the kicker. This debate isn't just a local scuffle over land use, okay? It's a microcosm of a global tug-of-war over technology, sovereignty, and the environment. It's about how a small American town is pushing back against the might of international corporations and, by extensions, foreign governments. Because, look, whatever people say to you in the news or whatever, in the BBC, Big Back, Clackadidoo channel, they are lying. The average people never get into the main screen. Why? Because they don't have that comfortable opinion. We might have a different one. Yeah, you remember the movie V for Vendetta? Yeah, you remember 2005? Yeah. Oh, that was just a note I just added here. Maybe you should check it out. Oh, I'm not referring to anything what you should do. I'm just saying check it out, this movie. Okay. So former U.S. ambassadors and CIA directors sound the alarm. Yeah, we always should really sound the alarm when CIA is informed, yeah? It's not a deep throat, it's deep. It's a deep state, yeah? Framing the dispute as a matter of national security. The opposition isn't just about preserving the town's charm or environmental concerns. It's about safeguarding America from potentially exploitative foreign investments. I mean, this is the whole point. I mean, look at, the UK has been sold out without your want. So, and this saga unfolds, okay? It offers a prime example of the complexity facing small towns and big governments in the age of global electrification. The EV revolution promises a greener future, but at what cost? And who gets to decide the price of progress? This is the thing. You know what we should say? We should go there and say, when the big government is coming, big corporations coming to your town, and say, how do you dare? Yeah, we should do that. Well, no, we are better than that, right? So there is an ever-blurring line between local livelihoods and global ambitions, okay? We should really not only just touch on the themes of autonomy, resistance, we should just really do something. Have you seen the movie We for Vendetta from 2005? Oh, I'm just suggesting it for you. Good entertainment. Or maybe some new thoughts. And now, music.
It's missing.
What is missing?
Nothing.
Then what?
Missing is the brand new single by PMAD.
Very Depeche Mode and New Wave.
And some 90s flair.
All by PMAD.
All by himself.
All good by me.
And Missing by PMAD.
Living for reason. Somebody's out there. Nobody's waiting. Missing me now. Missing me now. Times are tough. Times are.
I hope you liked it. I liked it. So let's link together the homeland of the UK and America. Well, they will never like this comparison, right? In either sides. So you remember Paul McCartney had this this dream, and the next day he wrote the song Yesterday. Yeah, and now Americans have this song in a different version called Chick-fil-A. Okay, so here's a problem. Okay, Chick-fil-A is always good quality, absolutely hormone-free, absolutely green, GMO-free, real good food, all right? Well, very, very pricey for a family. But there's a problem now, all right? And it will be interesting. I guess it will be interesting. Okay, so there was a recent announcement by Chick-fil-A to transition from antibiotic-free, called NAE, to no antibiotics important to human medicine, NAIHM chicken. What does it mean? It's already too convoluted, yeah? So, blending in some culture references and dash of history, let's break this complex issue into digestible bits, all right? So, in the realm of fast food, where the battle of the chicken sandwich reigns supreme, Chick-fil-A drops a bombshell, okay? So, there's a pivot from their antibiotic-free chicken promise. But you know what? Let's not scramble the eggs before they hatch. Here's what on the menu. Imagine a world where every chicken could strut its stun, okay? Free from snackers of antibiotics. Well, that was the dream Chick-fil-A sold us back in 2014, yeah? Fast forward to today, there's a plot twist once again. Due to supply reasons, they are now going for a less organic ground, this NAIHM chicken. And it's always weird when you have this very doctor's name, yeah? This means that they are cutting back on the antibiotics, and they are crucial for treating humans, not cutting them out completely. When we are going into the territory that we are debating what is and or what isn't healthy for a human, I think it's already the wrong territory, yeah? It's either food or non-food. It's toxin or food. That's so simple, for me at least, okay? So, for our younger audience who still have a functioning brain cell, or those new to the term Malthusian theory, named after the British Thomas Malthus, it suggests that populations grow faster than the supply of food, leading to inevitable shortages. So what they want? Let's reduce the human population to 500 million on the whole Earth. This is what is happening. Oh no, it's not happening! Yeah, look around. Okay, now, how does this relate to our chicken? Okay, some might say Chick-fil-A shift is a nod to practically over purity. But some others, like myself, okay, we can see a darker narrative, you know, hinting at a world where cost-cutting and supply chain juggling feed into a larger Malthusian flavor discourse on resources, health, and the environment. This is the problem. Because if you check history, it is not the first time we are talking about that. So here is something for you history buffs, okay? A little nugget. The journey from antibiotic-free to NAIHM, or NAI, who can speak these stupid letters? NAIHM. Who knows what is this, okay? This isn't about health standards. It's a reflection of our societal tug of war, once again, a tug of war, yeah? With nature, technology, and our appetite for control. Think back to the early days of agriculture, when rotating crops was revolutionary. Today, the debate over antibiotics in our chicken sandwiches might just be the modern equivalent of that agricultural evolution. But that is corporate greed, guys. Okay? And it's getting spicy. The shift in Chick-fil-A's policy might raise eyebrows and blood sugar, suggesting a dash of corporate greed seasoning the pot. Yeah. After all, it's not just, you know, only Chick-fil-A in this kitchen. Panera Bread and Tyson Foods have steered the pot too. You know, Tyson is the largest food producer. And when we are talking about fruit production, it's already not healthy, even in the name. And Tyson is not fun, not just because they are recruiting all the illegal migrants, well, a huge chunk of them in America, for the factories, because, oh, we need them, cheap labor. But, you know, it's very crazy, okay? So there's a question. Are these moves driven by a genuine concern for supply? Or are they a recipe for maximizing profits at the expense of public health? Guess what? So, the clock is on your court, all right, shall we? So, Czech Philly goes through this poultry predicament, and it serves up more than just the chicken. It dishes out a portion of food for thought. See what I did here? How do we, consumers, respond? Vote with your money! Yeah. Shall we vote with our money? Or do we go deeper, question the complex web of food production, corporate responsibility, and the global narrative of supply versus demand? I mean, it took only 2 years to get some farmers in London, in Westminster, right? I mean, no farmers, no food. And hey, when you think the food comes from the supermarket, you are completely wrong. Okay? It's not. They are the ones who are cheating you over in many, many ways. So, probably we won't be able to wrap this up in a neat antibiotic-free package. But I would like to invite you to chew on this meaty issue at play, even if you're vegetarian, okay, or a vegan. So, Chick-fil-A is just one in the many of the issues. So, let's not forget that every bite we take in the is a statement of our values, our health, and our planet's future. All right? So, come on, soy boys. Don't be soil and grain. Oh, that was another cultural reference. Oh my God, what could have happened if I had known this? Soil and green is people. Okay, this was an old reference. I know, it's too hard. Gen Z, you know what? Have music. You won't never get this. Alrighty, dear purple rabbits, gauze, whatever you want to call yourself today. I'm a cat. No, don't be a cat. Cats are absolutely busy, okay? They are the best entities in the world. You don't believe me? Have you met my cats? Okay, so I promised you another song by Zombie, Z-O-M-B. Okay, you. Why are you? Well, because why are you? Because it's you. Okay, so let's move on to this another. I can't say it's a masterpiece, but it's a really, really strong piece, okay? It's a very poetic one called You. It's the same album from the previously mentioned Home is from this to the outside. So, while Home was about the darkness, You is the light at the end of this tunnel. It's an ode of gratitude, okay? A thank you note set to music, and it hits hard, you know? I mean, just beware of the lyrics, it's amazing. The raw guitar sounds and the harsh rhythm section also elevate the emotional peaks in a way that just grabs you, especially at the end. So, guys, purple rabbits, whatever you want to call yourself now, it's a song about being saved. Zombie opens up about hitting rock bottom and then finding that lifeline in someone special. I'm not spoiling it, you should listen, okay? The beat, the delivery, it all comes together to highlight not just the struggle, but the profound impact of support and love. It's this honestly, this unfiltered thankfulness that Zombie pours into the song, making You, this is the title, resonate with anyone who's ever been pulled back from the brink. I mean, this is it. I mean, basically, you will save yourself when you have that kind of somebody or something you feel worthy to be saved for. So the brilliance of Zombie doesn't just lie in the ability to create the music that moves on and moves you on. It's in his storytelling, this showing its vulnerability, turning personal battles into songs that speak to us all. So You, from the album The Outside, is no exception. It's about overcoming, about finding strength in another, and acknowledging that sometimes the most significant victories are won together. All right. So you are not lost. You might have a dark place, but you are not lost. So the album on the outside is pretty interesting. I checked this all. Zombie is emerging. I like this. And I love the fact I understand the lyrics without paying extra attention to that one. Okay, so it's great. So he has a zombie has a narrative powerhouse and he's all right. Okay, we together had Home and You Today. Okay, and yeah, it's a tribute to the power of connection. Okay, he's artistic, he's cool. Check Zombie out and the album The Outside. All right, it's a, for example on YouTube or wherever you want. Okay, he's a good artist and give him encouragement. Not just thumbs up, but say hello, hi there, hello there, what's up. Sounds good. Hey, I've been there. Or something. You know, just be like a normal human being. Not like these other normal zombies like in the world, but just something normal, all right? So just get in touch. So give something back. And now, the song You from the album The Outside by Zombie. And after that, we come back with some more news and more cultural references.
I relate cause I can't be okay with the way that I'm living today. It's not just a phase, it's the way I was raised. Where my brother was bleaching the cells, I was teaching myself. Mother brace it derailed, just another for family tale. I scribble on pages and say it's amazing, but when I drop it on them, I get no comments on it. It makes me wanna vomit, I'm starting to question my reality stressing. I don't want anything changing, but I wanna get different. It causes divisions like I'm splitting in half. Isn't it strange that I'm living like that? Isn't it strange that I live in the past? I barely remember, no family members to call in a rut. I follow my gut, I don't listen, so what? You weren't there, I was so scared. I was alone, you're calling my phone. As I answered, they came to my home. The place is a mess, riddled with death. Visible breath, visibly a wreck. You came in to check, cause you knew my past. Now looking back, you know I would laugh. Man, that kind of thing made me who I am. You could've ran, instead you stood by me. Now you're in the car beside when I'm driving. You are the reason why now I'm deciding to give him my all. I am not hiding, not like depression, that's all that I deal with. I got no expression, my face is revealing. I live in my head, swear I feel dead. I'm not like the rest, it's the words that you said. You were the reason I get out of bed. You were the reason that I am not dead. You were my world, God gave me the best. You gave me life, he gave me the rest. Now every night you lay in my bed. I'm talking all night with a voice in my head. You make it alright, you don't give me less. You were the reason I know that I'm blessed. He gave me life, you gave me love. A conditional angel that came from above. These scars on my arms, on my armor, no song but just part. I could've pushed it to father. I want a good life for our daughter. I'm gonna be a good father. I'm gonna worry no longer, I'ma push till I'm dead. It's the life that I've led, all the blood that I've bled. Till it's death that I met, these are words that you said. You are the reason I get out of bed. You are the reason that I am not dead. You are my world, God gave me the best. You gave me life, he gave me the rest. Now every night you lay in my bed. I'm talking all night with a voice in my head. You make it alright, you don't give me less. You are the reason I know that I'm blessed. You are the reason I get out of bed. You are the reason that I am not dead. You are my world, God gave me the best. You gave me life, he gave me the rest. Now every night you lay in my bed. I'm talking all night with a voice in my head. You make it alright, you don't give me less. You are the reason I know that I'm blessed.
And we are back. Me, myself, and I. Let me introduce myself and my other self. Yeah, no. So me, myself, and Irene. I'm not Irene. Who knows? Okay, so the next one is crazy. When I read it, I read it once again. And am I crazy? Or this is the level of news we are at right now. So I want to refer to a social phenomenon. I don't know why this is happening, how this is happening, this virtue signaling stuff. I know that you are way better than this. So let's laugh out this phenomenon together, all right? So let's get into this glittery, gritty world of modeling, all right? The glamorous life woes of Playboy model. Yeah, that's quality, right? Luana Jasmine, okay? Okay, this tale isn't just about catwalks and camera flashes. It's about the paradox of being too hot to handle. Or in her words, suffering from hot phobia. I mean, come on, it is ridiculous. Let's bear with me, bear with me. Bear with me. So this Luana Jasmine, okay, a beacon of beauty by her own rating, a solid 10 on the Hatton scale. It's always good when you say, oh, I am a solid 10, right? Probably not, because humanity comes and real character also comes in that 10. All right, so I've seen the photo, okay? I'm not a judgmental person, but her numbers are not really approaching the 10, if 10 is the top. So she finds herself in a conundrum that would leave even Aphrodite scratching her head. She's got it all. She's got the look. I got the look, the style, and the flair for sci-fi and indie films that would make any Comic-Con attendee swoon. Yet, her love life? It's like a season of The Bachelor, where everyone is there not for the right reasons. I mean, that's ridiculous, not? Okay, this is where it goes beyond crazy. Okay, it's spicier than a jalapeno popper. So this Jasmine posits a theory that might just break the internet. Or maybe not, who knows. The hotter you are, the more likely your significant other is to cheat. Once again, nothing about internet values. So you heard it right, okay? As if it is the gods of Olympus decided that with great beauty comes great relationship instability. I mean, it's crazy. Jasmine is just not the pretty face, okay? She's into deep stuff, sci-fi, music, films, and she claims the moment her views realize she's got opinions and the brain, not just the body, they are out of the door faster than you can say, "Warp speed, Mr. Sulu." Well, that was probably not the best impersonation. It's warp speed, Mr. Sulu. It seems the combination of stunning look and intellectual curiosity is more bewildering to these gents than the plot twist in a Christopher Nolan movie. Well, I don't know. See, it was a cultural difference. Americans, you have no idea, I know. So, yeah, it's crazy. So this protagonist admits to a penchant for men who look like they've stepped out of a cologne commercial, tall, dark, and handsome. Once again, no internal values. But alas, these Adonises apparently come with a penchant for playing the field. It's as if choosing a partner based solely on their Lincoln headshot and ignoring the resume might not be the best strategy. Who knew? Well, it's a shot in the heart, yeah? So there is a twist, okay? As surprising as finding out water is wet, Jasmine speculates that maybe, just maybe, her views believe that the grass of is greener on the other side, but it couldn't be possibly because she compares herself to the likes of Jennifer Aniston, J-Lo, and Beyoncé, right? No, it's simply because she's just too hot to date. So, all right. What do you think? So, of course, there is no universally acknowledged 10, all right? But there is a lesson what we can acknowledge together. Sometimes being so dazzlingly attractive that causes existential crisis for your partners might just be the universe way of saying, maybe it's time to reevaluate your selection criteria. I mean, remember, Marilyn Monroe was a sex symbol, yeah? Chancy, I know, it's too hard. Go sleep, take your pills, take your summer pill. Don't think ever again, okay? Rest in peace. Okay, so that's it. But Marilyn Monroe was an ugly person. She was anything but beauty. I mean, Madonna looks better, or looked better when she was younger. And Madonna was like a 6 in her best time. So, I don't know. Makeup doesn't count, okay? So, everybody counts without makeup as a natural thing. in my idea. So I don't know. So this delirium field, Luana Jasmine story isn't just a tale of beauty and betrayal. It's a modern day fable. Okay, reminding us that sometimes, in the quest for love, being a multifaceted human being might just be more appealing than being a perfect 10. Especially if you say, I am the perfect 10, but nobody else saying that. And hey, if you ever find yourself feeling a bit down about your dating life, just remember, at least you are not dealing with the paradox of being too hot to date. Okay, cheers to that. And may your love life be as vibrant, as varied as a sci-fi film festival. Yeah, all right. How was this? Live long and prosper or whatever. I mean, it's crazy. Where are the values? Why don't we say that, hey, what is inside should be reflected outside, not the other way around? Well, maybe this is why people are so hollow, because they think that that matters more, what is in for the eyes. I don't know. I think you are, dear listeners, are much greater than hollow people. You are much greater than people who think that vanity is the most important value matrix in this matrix. Okay, so let's have some music and we are coming back. Sorry for you!
Hi, this is Paul Calabrese, the lead singer of OCB. This next song you're about to hear is called Look in the Mirror. This was a tough one to write as it delves into the dark world of being with a narcissist and the pain and damage that they cause. Sometimes you don't even know you've been with one until after the fact, when you're left with just a shell of yourself. This song is about becoming aware of it all and overcoming it. When I ask the question, did you look in the mirror? It's letting the person who did the damage know it's their turn to do the reflecting, because they alone were the cause of all the damage. So this song is my look back, facing my inner struggles, my self-awareness, and their demons. I'm sure many of you can relate. I hope you enjoy the song. Now take an introspective journey with OCB in the Neo Born and Andy a Human Show.
Shatter me. Reach down and batter me. Squander all our hope. Possibility. Take my hopes and dreams, dismantle them systematically, destroy them from within, then do it all again. I looked inside my mind, looked into your eyes. Kick me when I'm down and neglect me with every wrong choice and reject me. Tell me I lied. Rip into my heart, take all my love, tear it all apart. Looked inside my mind, and all that I could find was everything that mattered. I looked into your eyes, and all I saw were lies, and everything you shattered. And don't do anything right, shut up all the lights. Think about only you. Watch how I forget you. That's all you do. Watch how I forget you. It's all about you. Every line on my face tells a story that belongs to no one else. Myself, I won't hand it out. myself. No one would really care. Just sink lower, lower into the depths of your despair. Sit and wait for your moment to come. It won't arrive. Ponder the what if and wonder why. Sit and watch your life go by. I looked inside my mind, and all that I could find was everything that mattered. And I looked into your eyes, and all I saw were lies.
Alrighty, dear Purple and Rabbits, I hope you enjoyed yourself, or at least you start to enjoy yourself. Oh, finally, it's over! Should have happened earlier. Well, our exploration today reaches its horizon, alright? But let's hold on to the essence of this discourse, Purple Rabbits, alright? The world, with all its vastness, presents both marvels to cherish and challenges to confront. Right? Let's embrace the enlightening dialogues, the laughter, and the collective strengths we share. Not the other things. As you part, carry forward the positive affirmations resonating through today's episode, if you had any. Until we meet again, stay engaged, cherish every moment, and extend kindness to all. Okay? Be a better person than you were a minute ago. That's simple. I'm Neoborn Caveman, saying goodbye to you from the Neoborn and the Human Show. We are changing this name. Tell me more what you want to hear. So, let's keep the light of compassion and the spirit of inquiry alive. Remember that even the songs that touch your soul and the insights you might have heard and maybe stirred your mind, these are just a moment away. And anytime when you feel not enough, and anytime when you feel it's just too much, you are okay to step back and say, nothing is that important. Nothing matters more than my true happiness and joy with other people together. All right? And don't let stupid overlords, freaking communists, and fucked up societies and corrupt spineless politicians to steal this joy and the willingness to live for the better take away from you. All right, meet your ears next time.
I will miss your morning star, that dark in the sky. I will miss all your fears.
This has been the Neoborn and Andia Human Show. And worldwide as a podcast from behind Jupiter in a hidden moon at a secret base in an undisclosed location.
Stars, grow, sky, fly, become.
Your morning star, that dark in the sky. I will miss all your failures that broke all my heart. I will miss your imperfections that showed you complete. I will miss your body that made me so. I will miss your morning star. That
up, sky, fly, become, dream, try.